In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dearest brothers and sisters, it is always a joy for us to come, especially on Sundays, to pray together in Holy Mass, to come for an encounter with our Lord, an encounter most intimate at every Holy Mass, but particularly when we are here in such numbers, when our family gathers in its largest number during the week, in order to come not only to find what we seek, to come and find Jesus, but also to come and find refuge with each other. Because it is in this temple, it is in this refuge that we do find communio, community with each other. And each of us, as Paul said to the Corinthians, each of us is given a unique, special, irrepeatable gift to share with the family, to share with each other. Sometimes we don't know what that is because we fail to ask. We fail to seek it out. And yet we are here. We think we're here because we chose to be here, some of us, but we realize, just as Jesus says in the scripture, it was not you who chose me, it was I who chose you. And he is the one who calls us by our very heart, by our very soul, to come and to be with him and to be with each other most closely, most intimately, sharing with us, as Paul says, the diverse gifts that we have. How dull it would be if we were all the same, if we were but automatons who offered the very same thing to our Lord and to our community. And yet as we pray, each of us realize that we have something to give, something that we can offer that adds to the body of Christ and even makes up for what is lacking as we build the body of Christ, our little microcosm of the body of Christ here. Brothers and sisters, as we said last week, this refuge, our family here must be defended and protected at all costs. But in rallying the wagons, we cannot be so insular or so protective that the lost souls, the publicans among us, can't have access to this family. Brothers and sisters, the numbers of souls that are out there seeking, wanting, bordering on despair, even other members of the Catholic Church who have found it to be wanting in some quarters, need not only to find the truth, but to find that witness, that reflection of Jesus that says, come into our embrace, come into our family, come and add your skill, your diverse, unique talent to our family. And I know that it would be none of us, but we know that historically we can sometimes be a bit Pharisaical, and we can say, thanks be to God that we are not like those poor wandering souls outside the door. And yet many of us, I suspect, at one point were wandering souls, and we found the refuge of our home in Christ, our home in tradition, our home with each other. And brothers and sisters, now as in any time maybe in our history, not only do we have to protect our patrimony, but we also have to be willing to, with open arms, bring in those whose souls are otherwise going to die unless they find the truth, unless they find Jesus, unless they find his authentic, holy Catholic Church. If they do not, their souls will be at risk. And we don't have to look far. We can look in our own families. We can look to those even closest to us. And it is my prayer It is my prayer that all of us will redouble our efforts, not only to be so thankful for the family that we have, but to want to grow the family, to want to bring more and more souls into this embrace, the embrace that we know so well, and that we do come, and we sometimes even feel that we divert our eyes, that we don't have the opportunity to look to heaven. And yet our Lord invites us every single Holy Mass. It is almost as if he comes to us, takes our face in his hands, lifts us up and says, look at me. Look at me, I am here. I am here. See my face so that my face can be a witness for you to others, so that those in the world in most need will not see you, will not see us in our plain humanity, but it will see a wordless but beautiful reflection of Jesus. Because not only has he gifted it to us, but because when we come and spend holy time in his presence, the energy, the power, the aura, the Holy Ghost itself penetrates us, changes us, converts us, and we cannot help, when we leave this door, to radiate the love of Jesus that we want to share with others. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. In the name of the Father and of the Son.